Om Sahana Bhavatu, Sahana Bhunaktu, Sahaviryam Karavavahai, Tejasvinavatitamastu, Mavet Vishavahai. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
How did you do on this? So you know what? I made a first pass through the first paragraph. I didn't do the second so well, and I haven't completely done the first, but I can attempt the first paragraph.
Wow.
That's
a big chunk. We could work on it together, too, if you want to share it.
I guess it is all one sentence.
It's a couple of sentences. There's what the first sentence, and there's just the pahi, and then there's the long sentence. I didn't do that second, the Arjunam one.
I did do that.
You did do that?
I did. I worked on both of them, and I did the second, number seven. I pretty much completed that.
Oh, that's good.
So, and I did most of this long one, but I had some blanks.
Yeah, I have some blanks too. Maybe we can do that together.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to do the Chir Pravritta, or should I do that?
Sure, I can start with that.
Okay.
Bhandarkar, page 168 of the old book, lesson 20. The sentence starting with Chir Pravritta. Chira.
Chira Pravritta, Eshaha. Ritasya Punar Jiva Pradane Pantaha. And then there's just that one word in the second part, which is Yatahi.
Tatahi.
Oh, it's Tatahi. I wonder why I couldn't find it. Tatahi. Okay. Chira Pravrittaha is having long been in practice. That's what we were given. That in the vocabulary, but it's...
Chira means a long time. Pravrittaha means something
practiced.
That's ongoing or flowing. So it's been, that's why you say it's been ongoing for a long time, Chira Pravrittaha.
It's a compound, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then Eshaha is the nominative singular for this. And Ritasya is genitive singular for the deceased or dead. And then we have Punar... Jiva Pradane, which is a... I'm not sure, does Punar go with the compound or is it outside the compound? Well, let me think.
Go ahead.
Let me think for a second. It's on its own, isn't it?
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
I think it actually goes with the compound.
Okay.
It's some sort of adverbial compound. Well, it's not going to be an adverbial... Punar is...
It's punaha, right?
Punaha.
Punaha.
But it's also just punar. I mean, if it's in a compound, does it appear as punar?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it would. That's
so
right.
So it does make sense to have it in the compound, it seems like. Anyway.
It makes sense to have it in the compound.
Because punar jiva is a very common word anyway, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
To live again, right?
To live again. And so that's what it is to live again.
To give
life again. And it's in the locative singular. And it's a shashti, right?
Yeah, in the giving of life again.
In the giving of life again.
And how punar rape relates to it, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I wasn't sure either. Yeah. Like, how it relates to jiva?
Yeah.
Like, what type of a compound that is?
I don't know.
Okay. I didn't either. And then I don't know what pantaha is.
Pantaha comes from panthan, is the nominative singular. Unusual declension, that means path.
A way or a path.
A way or a path.
Oh, okay.
They have panthan, it took me a while also, they have panthan in the vocab.
They do?
Yeah. In one of the vocabs, it was panthan.
You know, we
in
did the unusual declensions also.
Irregular, one of the
irregular declensions.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think maybe it was in the
last chapter?
No, maybe it was in Antoine or something. I looked at the back of one of the books at Pantan.
Oh, okay, because I didn't find it.
Oh,
here.
That's what it is. It's a really common word, so it's one to make note of.
So it means path or way?
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like marga, right?
Yeah,
similar?
Exactly.
Okay. It makes sense, because that was the only word that was really missing from this. So it's pantaha, this path or way. You said it was a nominative singular, right? Yeah. of returning in this way, in returning to life again of the deceased or of a dead person has been practiced for a long time.
Yeah, it's like, you know, when you use the locative also can have in the sense of regarding. In reference to,
okay.
You know, in English you might just say this path or practice, right?
Yeah.
That in
reference to the, yeah.
Yeah, in reference to the giving of life again.
Okay.
But the way you said it is fine. It's just I'm saying what's logically there.
Okay.
For a dead person, we would say that in bringing back to life of a dead person, you know.
Hmm.
This pantha.
Yeah, it's in the back of the second.
Oh, okay. Thank you, because I couldn't even find it in the dictionary.
I know, I looked for it for a long time, too.
I gave up. And then I don't... This tatahi, I don't know what... I was thinking it was yatahi, so of course I couldn't find anything. So I don't know what it is.
I took it as just like, indeed, this is
okay.
Tatahi. And,
you know,
so...
So it's just like an expletive where it adds emphasis?
Yeah.
Okay.
And these things have different meanings, but one meaning is like has the sense of, for example.
Oh.
You know, and it's used a lot in Vedanta commentaries.
Okay.
You know.
Tatahi.
Like it'll say something then tatahi.
And also here it probably means that, for example.
I think what this fellow said is certainly it is so. That's how he did it.
Yeah, that's right. That's how he did it. So that's more like indeed.
Yeah.
Indeed, this is. There's a very common phrase, right, tathastu, so be it. When they say
tathastu, they use tatahi.
Yeah. So I took it in that kind of that
form,
so tatahi.
Yeah.
No, not so, tathastu, so be it, right?
Yeah. And that's all the time.
That's all
tathastu,
the time.
Yeah. So be it.
Like
that's
what the
exactly
guru says,
right.
You know. Yeah.
Okay. Tathastu, but so be it, exactly. Why I'm familiar with this is I had a lot of trouble with how to translate it when I was translating the Hastamalaki and Bhashyam, because they use it all the time.
Tathahi.
And I could never know, what does it exactly mean?
Yeah, yeah.
But then Swamiji would translate it as, like, for example.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to look and see if it's leading into examples or situations like that.
Oh, yeah.
And often, when I was translating this, it did. So that helped me. I have a lot of trouble with those phrases like that and with yavat tavat.
Yeah.
Yavat tavat is hard.
That's hard for
and
me
even
too.
Sometimes it's by itself, yavat, tavat by itself. And
understanding what it's supposed to mean.
Yeah, I just don't have I've never gotten a feel for it, and I've tried to. But I think it just has a lot of meanings.
Mm-hmm.
Are we done with that?
Yeah.
Shall I read it?
Yeah.
Chirapravrittaha.
Chirapravrittaha.
Eshaha. Mritasya punarjiva pradani.
Mritasya punarjiva pradani.
Pantaha.
Pantaha.
Tathahi.
Tathahi.
So I'll attempt this one, and then maybe we can fill in the holes together.
Okay.
Vishvavasuna Gandharva Rajena Menakayam Utpannam Pramatvaram Nama Kanyam Ashi Vish Vilupta Jivitam Sthula Kesha Ashrame Bhargavasya Napta Pramati Tanayaha Manikumarakaha Ruruhu Nama Sva Ashayu Ardhena Yojitavan. So the first one...
Can I interrupt?
Sorry.
The word is patin. I said patan. It's not. It's patin.
Oh, it's patin.
Patin. No, not patin.
Where is this?
For a road or way, pantaha. You know, the one that has the unusual.
Oh, and that's the...
It's still the
nominative
singular, yeah.
Okay.
So then what is pantan?
I was wrong.
Here?
It's not anything.
No.
All I remembered was... I remembered that I'm used to seeing only pantaha, but I remembered, and I thought, oh, it must be pantin, but that's not right. It's patin. And now I remember. Nominative. For patin, nominative. Pataha, pantanao, pantanaha. So pantaha is the nominative singular.
But it also.
Then pati bihi.
There's also this pantan bath. See? I thought that's where it was.
Pantan.
I don't know if that's for so.
I don't know if that's right. That's
yeah, because
was
that wasn't in the big dictionary.
No. And this it even gives, this is what I remember now that I am remembering. It isn't has the declension, so let's just take it.
Patin?
Patin.
Okay.
Yep, with the aspirate. Patin. Okay. And it means a road, way, path, journey, conduct, course of behavior. In the same way we use path, you know, abstract and line of conduct. And it takes patta at the end of a compound. But in the declension, it's pantaha, pantana, pantanaha, and then patabihi.
So it inserts a na.
Yeah.
I see.
Okay, now let's go back.
Okay, Vishvavasuna is. Vishvavasu is the name of a Gandharva, it says. And so Vishvavasuna is an instrumental singular.
It's a Vasuna, right? You're making that oolong for some reason.
Oh, okay. Vishvavasuna. And then Gandharva Rajena is a compound, Gandharva. And this Rajena, I have to say, it looks like it's instrumental, but it's Ragnya is instrumental for Rajan, right?
No, because at the end of a compound, right, Rajan becomes Raja.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so then it goes like Ramena.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So it is instrumental.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I see. At the end of that makes
certain
much more sense.
Unending nouns will drop the nun, and then
now.
You define them
right.
Like a master.
I remember it now.
Somewhere I remember reading that.
Yeah. It's in the previous
stay
section.
Stay here, okay, don't go. Just review. Okay, so then these are both instrumental, which makes more sense. So Gandharva Rajena is a compound by the Raja, by the king of Gandharva.
Uh-huh.
And then Menakayam Utpannam. Menakayam, and so that is not a compound. I think Menakayam is for Menaka, the name of the girl. Menakayam is locative singular. And then Utpannam.
But Menaka is not the name of the girl. It's an astrological. Born in Menaki.
Oh.
Menaka.
Oh, exactly. It's the mother. Menakayam utpannam, produced
born
from Menaka. Menaka, name of a celestial damsel, it says.
Oh dear, I read this wrong. Okay. So born in Menaka, conceived
born
in Menaka by Gandharva Raja.
Right. Utpannam,
yeah.
Produced by Menaka.
Oh, I see. In Menaka.
Right.
By, it's like by the seed of
Right.
Vishwavasana.
Right.
Okay, sorry.
Right.
I read that wrong.
And then Utpannam is produced, right?
Mm-hmm.
Produced by, but then I guess this Utpannam is that also locative singular?
Mm-mm.
No, that's just going to be accused. Utpanna is, I think, is a PPP. Where I look for this. Hold on a second.
It probably is. It was just listed as an adjective.
It is a PPP from Utpad.
Utpad. Oh.
Double na, remember?
Mm.
Double na.
Right.
Some of those that take
yeah,
double,
yeah, yeah.
Like especially Antirinda, Utpad, Utpanna.
Utpanna, and then so Utpannam is what case? I don't know what case that is then.
You know what? I had it wrong. Wouldn't it just be.
Oh, is it genitive?
Yeah, wouldn't it just be genitive?
No.
Okay, wait a minute.
Utpanna.
So Utpanna.
So an ending
it's upana or upana?
It's an adjective.
Right. So it's got to be...
I mean, PPP is an adjectival, right?
It's got to be feminine accusative. Okay.
Right.
I said accusative. You said no.
I thought you said locative.
No, before that.
I meant a whole bunch of them, though. I said like...
Did you say...
So utpanna. And then pramadvaram nama. So the name... Pramadvaram, I think, is the name. Pramadvaram Nama.
Mm-hmm. It's a name.
Kanyam. Kanyam is the girl.
Also means daughter, you know?
Daughter, Kanyam.
The girl, virgin,
Kanyam.
Daughter. Right.
Then Kanyam. So then this is the long compound. Kanyam. Oh, no. Kanyam can't be in the compound, then, is it?
Mm-mm.
So Kanyam is not part of the compound. Then Ashi Visha is masculine for snake. So Ashi Visha Vilupta Jivitam, that part I think is a compound.
Mm-hmm.
So Ashi Visha is the snake. Vilupta is PPP of Lu with V, which means destroyed, it says. So mm-hmm. destroyed. And then Jivitam is from Jivit, which is a PPP. And so Jivitam.
Jivita, right.
Jivita, not Jivit.
You know, Jivita means life.
Yeah.
The one who's life. Jivita.
Right.
Yeah.
So Jivita. So it's actually also an accusative, then it's not in, right? Is it in?
What kind of compound do you think the whole thing is?
So the compound is Ashi Visha Vilupta Jivitam, which is the life destroyed by the snake. So that, it's definitely not Bahuvrihi.
It is?
It is not, I think.
Why not?
Because
I'll let you and Tara discuss this.
I think it is a Bahuvrihi.
You think it is a Bahuvrihi?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's actually, it has all the parts in the life destroyed by. So the Ashi Visha Vilupta is instrumental, is Tritiya, isn't it?
Destroyed by the snake.
You know what makes it?
Yeah.
Bahuvrihi, though, is how it relates to.
Yeah.
What does it relate
outside
to?
Of it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I see.
And
so
I think the meaning is like, for whom, or the one who was killed by the snake.
Or whose life was taken away by the snake.
Whose life was taken by the snake, yeah.
The life was destroyed by the snake.
By the snake. The life was destroyed by the snake.
So,
I just thought it was
yeah.
a Bahuvrihi.
Whose life, right?
Yeah.
For whom, whose
for
life
whom?
Was
yeah.
destroyed by the snake.
But it's not really describing Pramadvaram, right? It's not like a descriptive thing for somebody else.
Yeah, you're an Ashi Visha Vilupta Jivita. You're one whose life, you're a person whose life was destroyed by, you know, for whom the life, Jivita. No, I'm not getting Jivita.
I don't know. I mean, it could be adjectival, though, too, couldn't it? I mean, couldn't it just be the unmarried girl, I mean, the daughter? No. I still think...
No, Jivita is...
Because we would have just had killed by the snake.
Yeah.
We would have had
the girl who was killed
by the snake.
Yeah.
And it would have been a simple instrumental type
of... But Jivita isn't just a PPP. It's not really used like that, Jivita.
When I looked it up, it said living, existed, alive, enlivened.
Jivita is one who is living, right? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Jivita.
But I did write down PPP, but maybe...
It is a PPP, but how is it used? Is it used as a verb in the sentence, as a past participle?
Mm.
Is it, you know, is Jivita being used as a past participle in the sentence?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, just let me look something up here. I don't want to say the wrong thing. Let me just look at what I'm looking for here. Ja. Jivita. Jivita. Living, existent, alive, animated, enlivened. Jivitam, life, existence, a living being, livelihood. Oh, Jivita is often used as livelihood. That's something to note. That's
wow.
One of his targets. But there, now, livelihood is not what's being meant here.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Livelihood means how they make their living.
Right. Yeah.
And so Jivita is often used as that. I see it quite a bit. Yeah. So Jivita, living existence. So whose life?
Yeah, that's how I took it, and that's why I decided it was a PPP. It seemed like it had the meaning of whose life was destroyed.
You mean
Bahuvrahi,
that's what I took.
Bahuvrahi, yeah,
yeah,
that's what I meant to say.
See, it has to be life. It can't be lived.
Right.
Right. So if it's not lived, if it's not being used as a PPP,
right,
then it has to be a Bahuvrahi. Whose life? See, if you say whose life, that's a Bahuvrahi. Whose life was destroyed? The
right.
Whose is a form of yesya.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So it would be Jivita yesya.
Okay.
Jivita yesya.
Okay.
Jivitam yesya.
Okay.
Jivita.
So then it is, then the Ashivishuvalupta Jivitam is
mm-hmm.
a Bahuvrihi. And then within that, Ashivishuvalupta, is that a Tritiya?
Well, then you've got a really a PPP in Vilupta. Right, so Vilupta is adjectival to Jivitam. Now, you have to be doing, you two have to do this. I'll correct you if you're wrong. I'm taking off on it.
Well, I think you had it right. You thought it was a Tritiya, right? Tatpurusha. Instrumental Tatpurusha, right?
What's between Vilupta? What's the what type of compound between Vilupta and Jivita?
Oh, between there? I thought that might be appositional.
Which would be?
Which would be a Tatpurusha, right? No, it's a Karmadarya.
Karmadarya, because
right.
they break down in the same
Jivitam.
Case. The past passive participle, when it's the second member, when it's the first member of a compound,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be a Karmadarya. An adjective.
Oh, yeah, right.
Adjective.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
Adjectival relationship.
I just got mixed up because I had Jivita written down as a PPP, but we're not really using it as a PPP.
No, we're using Jivita as life. So you
right.
say, the life which was destroyed,
okay.
Vilupta, that's a Karmadarya.
So that's adjectival, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And now what's that going to relate to, how's it going to relate to Ashivisha?
So that would be Tritiya, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And usually when you've got a PPP, the relationship with the preceding one will be Tritiya Tatpurusha.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
You know how this Ashi Visha breaks down? Visha means poison.
Right.
Visha.
Oh, yeah.
And Ashi means a fang. The fang
oh,
of the snake.
Oh, I see.
So the one in whom
oh.
that the poison is in the fang.
Oh, wow.
For whom the poison is in the fang.
Yeah, I see.
Asham Vishaha. Yes, yeah.
Ashi.
That's actually in the in Opte. They break it down. One who has poison in their fang.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're just all, these are all over the place.
And so that's an internal Bahuvrahi within the compound.
Which one is
it? Ashivisha.
Oh, Ashivisha.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
If I were to really, if we just take it as snake.
Right.
But if you were to break it down, you have an internal Bahuvrahi.
Right.
Which you will see. You have to be ready for that. To have a Bahuvrahi within a compound.
Well, that's how I think of Bahuvrahi, is like a red coat, or one who has, you know, that's an appellation where...
But this is an appellation. You're a person whose life has been destroyed by a snake.
Right, right. Ashivashivalupta Jivitam.
Just think of whose.
Yeah.
If it has a... not just whose, but it has a form of yena. If that's the connection with an outside source... With an outside noun, even if the noun isn't being stated.
Mm-hmm.
But in this case, the noun is being stated, right?
Yeah, but
it's
often it is stated. Very often it is stated. But you have to be able to know that it's a Bahuvrahi even if it isn't stated.
Right, right.
Here the noun is
Kanya,
right?
In this case, the noun is Pramadwaram, the Kanya named Pramadwaram, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then Stula Kesha Ashrami, so the locative singular, the ashram Stula Kesha.
In the ashram.
In the ashram. Stulakesha.
In Stulakesha's ashram.
Oh, I thought
Stulakesha is the name of
a person.
Of a
oh, I thought it was the name of the ashram. Okay. Bhargavasya is genitive singular for Bhargava. And then Napta. Actually, I don't know what Napta is.
That means, that's from Putra. It means grandson.
Right.
Ooh, I
nominative
see.
Nominative singular. It's one of those familiar.
So it's a tra, ra,
ending. Exactly.
Natra.
Natra.
Oh, I see. Where are you going? No more screen time, okay? You can read a book inside, or you can read a book here, no screen time. Pramati Tanayaha. Pramati is that, and Tanayaha is the son. And is that the son of Pramati? Pramati is the name.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then Muni Kumarakaha Ruroha Nama. So Kumarakaha is a son of or a young man.
Mm-hmm.
And so Pramati Tanayaha is again, is that again a. No, that's just a regular compound. It's the son of Pramati. So that's just a Shashti?
Shashti Tatpurusha.
Shashti Tatpurusha. And then Muni Kumarakaha is a young Muni. So that is also a compound, and that is just also a Shashti? I don't know what that is. Is that, would that be
Muni? That's just a Karmadarya, I think. Young sage.
Oh, yeah, just an adjectival. A young sage, right? Ruruha Nama, by the name of Ruruhu. And that is not a compound, the Rurur Nama.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next one is a compound. Sva Ash. No, maybe. Sva Ayushaha Ardhena. So Sva Ayushaha is a compound, I think. One's own life.
Mm-hmm.
And then Ardhena is...
Ayushaha is in what case?
Right, so Swayushaha is... Is that a nominative?
It's Ayus. It's from Ayus.
Ayus.
Ayus. So Ayushaha... Ayushaha, I don't know.
Genitive. Or it could be ablative, but it's, I think it's genitive.
Yeah, because Ardhena.
Or one's... Yeah, half of one's own... Half of his own life. Ayus in Ayushaha.
It's because of the U, the S changes to Sha.
Mm-hmm.
It's only going to stay as S if it ends the word, or if it's and is preceded and, or if it's preceded by R A. Otherwise, the S will change to Sha by Sandhi.
Okay. Ardhena is, and so Ardhena is going to be in. Nominative or accusative, I don't know what that is. Instrumental singular. Yojitavan is PPP of Yuj, having joined. So having joined half his life.
With the vet, though, it's not PPP. What is Yojitavan? With that vet.
Yojitavat is one who, it's like a state of, right? What?
No.
It's. I think it was given in the vocab. It's a past participle active. Past active participle. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Have you learned past active participle?
I don't think so. Have we done? Have we learned it?
It would. I've come in the first book, not the second. Let me just tell you basically how you form it.
I probably did learn.
You take the formation of the past passive participle, like yojita, and you add vat. So yojita vat.
Oh,
and then it's declined, I believe, like bhagavan.
Okay.
Right.
And it's a past active participle.
Okay.
So he joined, right?
Yeah.
Oh, he joined.
Yeah.
That's like dhimat, right? And then...
Okay.
Yeah.
I probably did learn it. I don't remember.
You've got to go back to, in the first book, in the middle of it, where they're talking about participles. Past active participle. But it's formed off of the past passive participle. Vat is added on the PPP.
Okay.
It doesn't come that often, really.
So vat is added, so it's yojit vat.
Yojita vat.
Yojita vat. And then, Aja, where are you going? Please, it's very distracting to me. Okay, no screen time. Okay, you have to do your research, so just do that.
How many note cards?
Note cards. Oops.
It's all right. He needed to bring them. But so yojitvat, and then Van, Yojitavat, and then Van would...
You know, like Bhagavat?
Bhagavan, so nominative singular. It's just nominative singular, right? Yeah. Okay. Bhagavan, that would have been Bhagavan, Bhagavan? No, Bhagavan. Oh,
Bhagavan,
because the R, the first member, has a long R, the first five, right?
Mm-hmm.
Something dissimilar about
Bhagavan.
The first five.
No, not in that one. But Bhagavan,
right.
Bhagavato,
right.
Bhagavataha.
Sorry, okay.
So the translation for that, Yojitavan, is having joined, right?
Having joined.
So it's very similar to an indeclinable past participle. Was joined. Okay.
Is joined or was joined.
Because maybe that's why...
He joined or he united
her
with half of his life.
Yeah.
It doesn't say her, right?
Well, you have to go up to Kanyan, right?
Right.
Yeah.
He joined half his life with...
He joined her. He joined the young daughter, the Kanyan.
Yeah.
With half his... He united her with half of his life.
Right. He united the Kanya named Pramadwaram, who was Darada, all this stuff, with half his life.
Right.
And then the rest of it is descriptive of her. She was bit by that snake in that ashram, and she was the.
And then you have
this
Ruru, who is the
grandson.
Subject, and then there's all that stuff about him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Who is the grandson?
So let's hear the
Bhargava.
Why don't you tell me what the sentence means?
So,
what's the basic sentence?
So the basic sentence is that Ruru, who gave half his life to Pramadwaram. That's the basic sentence. And then it's descriptive. Then it says Ruru, who was the young Muni, the grandson.
The son of Pramati,
and the grandson of Bhargava, gave half his life to the young girl named Pramadwaram, who was bit, whose life was taken, who was bit, you know, who lost her life because of the snake bite in Stulakesha's ashram, and that girl who was the daughter of who was produced by Menaka.
You say Kanyam, take his daughter.
Right, so the daughter of Menaka and the king of the Gandharvas, Vishwavasu.
You would say like the daughter named Pramadwaram, who
Pramadwaram,
was conceived in Menaka by Gandharva Raja.
Right.
by Vishwavasu, the king of Gandharva. Right. That's good. Everybody see it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's nice. Very good. I'm so proud of all of us.
You know how you say everybody see it? Like, everybody!
Okay, you want to read it for us, Kiki?
Yes.
Hold on one second. Okay.
Vishwa Vasuna. Gandharva Rajena. Menakayam Utpannam. Pramadwaram Nama. Kanyam Ashivisha Vilupta Jivitam. Stulakesha Ashrame. Bhargavasya Napta. Pramati Tanayaha. Munikumarakaha. Ruruhu Nama. Swa Ayushaha Ardhena. Yojitavan.
Arjunam Cha Ashwa Medad Turaga Anu Sarinam. Oh, that's not a long name.
Sarinam.
Anu Sarinam. Atmajena. Hold on a second, I can't see this. Babruvahana. Namna. Samara. Shirasi. Sharap. Bah, I'm not breaking the Sundays. Look at my. Shara Upahrita Pranam.
Upahrita.
Upahrita Pranam. Ulupi Nama Naga Kanyaka Sa Utwasam.
Uchwasam.
It's Uchwasam?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Sochwasam.
Sochwasam.
Mm-hmm.
Akarot.
Yeah.
Alright, so I might have. Anyway, we'll see when I get there. Arjunam is Arjuna. Accusative singular, and then cha. And Ashwamedha Turagaha. Turagaha. No, wait a minute. What did I decide? That's all a compound. So it's Ashwamedha Turagaha. Anusarinam.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a Bahuvrahi, and it means one who follows after the sacrificial horse. No?
Hmm.
Or the one who's following?
That in affects means already the one who is following. So Arjuna, who is following. Arjuna, who is following the sacrificial horse, so how is it a Bahuvrahi? Anusadinam means following, right?
Okay.
He is following.
So it's just a car. It's just a.
Adjectival, right? Arjuna.
Okay.
There's not for whom or by whom or anything like that. He is the one who's doing it. He is Anusadinam.
And that's because we have Anusadinam?
Yeah.
Okay. Which is a PAP?
He is one who is. Anusad, no. PAP?
It's not a present active participle of some. No?
It's an in affix.
Oh, okay.
Anusadin.
Okay. I thought it was some kind of a participle.
No, it's a noun with an E ending. Here, let's just look it up.
Anusadin? I guess I didn't find it.
I'm from Anusre.
Right.
Whatever, just think about it for a minute. Anusada means to go after. Anusadin. Following, pursuing, going after. Right?
Oh, yeah, that would make sense because it declines like an in ending.
Exactly.
Now.
So it would mean one who follows, right? Anusadin would be one who follows.
Arjuna is the Anusadin.
Right. Okay.
He is the one who is following.
Okay.
And then. Then the object of that will go into the genitive, right, within the following of the horse. And we would just say the one who follows the horse.
Arjun. Okay. So would this be a, would it be a Karmadarya or a Shashti Tatpurusha following of the horse?
Yeah, it would be a Shashti Tatpurusha.
Okay. No?
You would say like that he is a follower of the horse.
Okay. Okay, and then between Ashwa and Medha, that is just a Karmadarya there, right?
Oh, just a second.
Of course.
I've lost my phone. Okay.
Oh, sorry.
Ashwamedha is a sacrifice. Oh,
that's the thing in itself. It's the sacrifice, right?
Yeah,
so you don't. I don't even need to break that up because that's all just. Already
I mean, Ashwa
broke.
Is horse, and
right
is.
But
it's horse sacrifice.
Yeah, it's the horse sacrifice, but he's following the horse.
That's right. Who's going to be used in the horse sacrifice?
That's right.
Yeah.
So Ashwamedha actually is sort of a sort of a Bahuvrihi, isn't it? It describes a particular horse. It's the sacrificial horse.
The Ashwamedha Turtaga would be the sacrificial horse.
Right.
It would be the where the Ashwamedha, the sacrificial horse of the Ashwamedha.
Right.
Sacrifice. Yep. Ashwamedha is a huge ritual.
Mm-hmm. Right, right.
And in that ritual, they let loose a horse that travels all over the place,
mm-hmm.
you know, all throughout the country, and then someone has to follow that horse. So Arjuna is the one who's following that.
So Ashwamedha is then just adjectival to Turuga, within Ashwamedha Turuga.
That's how I took it, but
right.
I'm not sure, actually, that Ashwamedha Turuga.
No, that makes sense.
Turuga also means the one who goes quickly, where that ga stands for gachati.
Mm. Mm.
So the one who goes quickly is a Turuga. That's a name for a horse.
Oh. Yeah, that's right. I saw that in the dictionary.
You could say the Turuga, the horse of the Ashwamedha
mm-hmm.
sacrifice,
mm.
where Ashwamedha is actually the name of the sacrifice.
Yeah, mm. That's what I took it to be.
Yeah, you took it as a Shashti?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the easiest, I think.
Oh,
the following
more
of the horse of the Ashwamedha.
But I think, in a way it could work either way.
Yeah.
All
right, so... And then we have...
Atmajena, right?
Atmajena.
Oh, I've completely lost that one. What does Atmajena mean?
One's child, born of oneself. Ja, from Jen.
Okay.
See, that ga, the ga goes to gachati, ja goes to Jen. So Atmaja, born of oneself. He was born of oneself.
Mm. Okay.
One's own child is the idea.
And it is instrumental.
So you could say by his son, because it's...
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I get it. It's going with Babhuvahan.
Yeah.
Okay. So... This next word is a compound, I think. So we have... Is that correct that it's a compound, or am I not? The name of the person is Babhuvahan, right?
Vahana, yeah.
Vahana. Okay, that's what was throwing me off. So it isn't...
Na-na. So it's compounded with na-na.
Okay, that's what I thought, but then I was confused.
And I'm looking it up now. I actually couldn't find out a meaningful definition of Babhuvahana. It's the name. It's his name.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Vahana is a vehicle, right? And then Babhru's isn't...
Sometimes Babhru is the name for a bull.
So whose vehicle is the bull?
That could be the one whose vehicle is a bull. Isn't Babhru's come in the Type 3A and one of the chants that we do, actually?
Yes, yeah, sounds familiar.
The bull of Om. Om Chandasam Rishapo. No, Rishapo, Vishwa.
Yeah, yeah. Vishwarupaha.
I miss that chant.
That's a good chant.
I like it.
Yeah. You don't have to wait for me.
Okay. So anyway, the child... By the child... Well, I won't... Anyway, they're both instrumental.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Samara Shira.
Whose name was... All you have to say
his
for
name
now.
Was,
yeah, whose
his
name
was Babhuvahana. Then we have Samara Shirasi. And that's, a Shashti Tatpurush. And it's an allocative singular. So it's at the peak of the battle.
Right.
And then another compound of Shara, Aparita, and Pranam, which is Shara is an arrow and Aparita is a PPP, which means like deprived of or taken away, carried off, and Pranam, which is life or breath.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it's saying, well, it killed him, an arrow. The arrow that killed, the life-depriving arrow or the killing arrow.
The one whose prana, or it says Bahubrahi, whose
so
prana was Bahubrahi. Taken away by an arrow.
Okay, so I didn't get that it was a Bahubrahi, so it's a Bahub.
Arjunam, see?
Yeah.
Arjunam.
It's in the accusative, so it's okay.
Whose prana?
One whose life is taken away by the arrow.
This.
Okay, the one whose life is taken away by the arrow, it's in the accusative singular. And it's a Bahubrahi. And then the relationship between Upahrita and Pranam is a Karnadarya, right?
Yeah.
Okay. And then between Shara and Upahrita is taken by, so that would be a Tritiya, Tatpurusha.
You know when you've got a PPP, the instrumental can either go to the instrument, like here, it was taken away by an arrow,
mm-hmm.
and it can also go to the agent, you know? His life was taken away by Babruvahana, by his son. And so if you notice here in this one, it's just going to the instrument, Shada.
Yeah.
But also you've got that instrumental as
for this, yeah.
Yeah, the agent.
Yeah.
So either both the agent and the instrument will go into the instrumental.
Oh.
You see that?
Mm-hmm. So Babruvahana Namna.
Babruvahana goes to Atmaja, his son by
yeah.
name.
Atmajena, right.
Babruvahana. At the peak of the battle.
So is this Arjuna's son?
Yeah.
Oh.
See,
okay.
It goes
I get it.
Arjuna, whose son,
okay, I get
whose
it.
Life was taken away by an arrow at the peak of the battle by Babruvahana,
mm-hmm.
his son.
So weird. I don't remember the story. I remember Ram. It happened with
Ram's
son.
Let me just read you the story real quick. We can go on. Name of a son of Arjuna by Chitrangada. Gada, the sacrificial horse let loose by King Yudhishthira and guarded by Arjuna, entered in the course of its wanderings the country of Manipura, which was then ruled by Babruvahana, unequaled in prowess. The horse was taken to the king, but when he read the writing on the plate on its head, he knew that it belonged to the Pandavas and that his father, Arjuna, had arrived in the kingdom. And hastening to him, respectfully offered his kingdom and his treasures along with the horse. Arjuna, in an evil hour, struck the head of Babruvahana and upbraided him for his cowardice, saying that if he had possessed true valor and had been his true son, he should not have been afraid of his father and submitted to him so meekly. At these words, the brave youth was exceedingly irritated and discharged a crescent-shaped arrow at Arjuna, which severed his head from his body. He was, however, restored to life by Ulupi, who happened to be then with Chitrangada, and having acknowledged Babruvahana as his true son, he resumed his journey.
Hmm. This was during the Mahabharata, this happened?
Yes, I've never heard of this before.
No, it can't be. You know, it must be before then, when they were... It must be before the battle.
Oh, yeah, before the battle. But
yeah,
definitely before the battle. But it's going to
be
probably in the
time,
first part of the
first
Mahabharata,
part
but
were,
I don't
right.
remember it. Anyway.
I remember this story from my first Sanskrit class with Penny because it was in our book.
Oh, really?
Parts of it, yeah. So I remember that whole thing about he was chasing, following the horse and and getting the arrow, shot with the arrow. But I don't remember it being his son anyway.
Okay, you want to finish this then?
Yeah, so... then we have Ulupi, which is nominative singular. She's a serpent damsel. and Nama, which is by the name of Ulupi, the serpent girl. Naga Kanyaka, which is a Shashtita Purush in the nominative singular. So the serpent girl by the name of Ulupi. Serpent daughter.
The daughter of the
daughter
serpent.
Daughter of the serpent.
Daughter
of a serpent. daughter of a servant by the name of Ulufi.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have this part that I had trouble with. So I think this is a compound between sa.
Saha,
right. And then I don't know what that next word is.
Uchwasam. Uchwasam means breath or breathing.
Okay, so breathing, okay. And is it the double cha?
Yeah.
Okay. I was just...
Ucha.
I just Uchwasam. Took that all to be like Sunday going on there.
Well, it is. It's ut plus shwasa, but it becomes a word, uchwasa.
Okay. Uchwasa. And it means to... Breathe in.
Uchwasa.
Okay.
Let's
see if it. So she basically revived
having breath. Because of the saha.
Yeah.
So that means the having, being with breath. So
the saha means with. Oh,
yeah.
It's with here.
So
I get it.
Akarot. She did.
Yeah, she did. I got that.
She did that.
Yeah. So sa is from saha here. Okay. Basically.
Yeah, I think in a way it's a behuverhi that's referring to a ritual or a practice. She did sochwasam. She did that.
Okay.
So how is it a behuvrihi?
No, only if you take it sochwasam as the name of a practice.
Oh, I see.
She did the restoring of breath. She did the bringing the breath or something like that.
Okay. So that's one way
to look
at it.
She made the having of breath, right? She did the having of breath.
Okay. So that's how we should take it? Is it a behuvrihi?
No,
did?
I mean,
okay.
I'm just guessing that.
Okay. But she basically revived him.
Yeah.
Got him breathing again.
Or, wait a minute. I did it wrong. No, look it. There's only one verb in the sentence.
Right, akarod.
Yeah. And there's one subject and one object.
And the subject is Ulupi, and the object is Arjuna.
Yeah.
Right.
So Ulupi made Arjuna with breath.
Oh, made him breathe.
Made him having breath.
Okay.
Made him one who has breath.
Right. Oh, okay.
One who is with breath. That's a behuvrihi. Arjuna becomes one who has breath.
So Arjuna becomes
Sochwasvam? It's in the accusative. So it has to be like that.
Oh, Arjuna meant Sochwasvam.
Let's see.
Sochwasvam.
In here in this previous page, I'm seeing this right now, so. Where is that where they talk about Saha?
Oh, I see. So Sochwasvam is adjectival to Arjuna.
Yeah.
That makes sense. One who is with breath.
Mm-hmm. He made it as one who is with breath.
They had the meaning back here. I have the meaning too.
Yeah, the meaning's in the book, but I'm looking for the...
For Uchwasam.
Using the saha.
Oh my gosh.
Putrena saha saha putra. Putrena saha. If you look on page 166, in the middle of number 7, the compound formed by rules 5 to 7 are ordinarily dissolved as fossil as follows. Can you see number 6? A compound of sa or saha with substantive, when used as an adjective, is a behuvrihi, as devadattaha, sahaputraha gramam gataha.
Okay.
Right?
So sahaputraha is...
Is a
Bahubi.
Yeah. Devadatta with his son went to the village. Devadattaha sahaputraha gramam gataha.
But how is that a Bahubi? Devadatta went to the village with his son, so with his son is a Bahubi?
Yeah. Devadatta is not a son who is with. Right.
No,
he is with his
went
son.
Along with his son.
But that would be putrena saha.
Right.
Devadattaha putrena saha. You know, gramam gataha. But this is
right.
Devadattaha saha putraha.
But isn't putrena saha the same thing as saha putraha?
When you do the vigraha of it.
Right.
But this is put in the nominative singular. And so that makes it someone, you know. It's referring, this compound is referring to Devadatta. Devadatta, who is together with his son.
Who is Sahaputraha. I see.
Who is a person.
So it's kind of adjective.
Not, Devadatta doesn't equal a son. When you put the Saha, you have to do a different type of vigraha on it. Like if you go down to the examples, Putrena Saha, Sahaputraha. And then that's going to go be adjectival to whoever the one is that's being accompanied. It's a little different type of.
So it is kind of adjectival to Devadatta.
Yeah, but all the Hoover-hees are going to be adjectival.
That's right.
But
that's
they have a different. You have to bring in something else, usually a form of yes-ya, in order to make it work. It doesn't have a direct relationship. It doesn't have a direct appositional or adjectival relationship.
Right.
Are we clear on it?
Mm-hmm. We just should, and just, I guess it's good to just remember that when we see Saha in a compound, we have to think Bhuvrihi.
Mm-hmm.
Just automatically.
That's a good
then we say to ourselves, the one who, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Right.
Rather than just say
the one who is with her sons.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, you can, in English, you translate it like that.
Yeah.
Right, but you have to, if we're doing the kind of work we're doing, we have to acknowledge it's a Bhuvrihi.
Right.
So in this case, it's Arjuna, the one who has breath. So Arjuna's sochwasam.
Well, we'd say Ulupi made him that way.
Yeah,
Ulupi made Arjuna the one who has
breath. As one who has
one
breath.
One who is with breath, yeah.
Brian together with his breath.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Are we done with it?
Mm-hmm.
You want to read it, Kiki?
Yeah.
Arjunam
cha ashvamedha turaga anusaranam
cha ashvamedha turaga anusaranam
atmajena babhruvahana namna samara shirasi Shara aprahita pranam Ulupi
Nama naga kanya Kanyaka.
Sochvasam akarot. Kanyaka, is there a difference between kanya and kanyaka?
Oh, sometimes the aka ending often is diminutive.
Little girl.
Yeah. Sometimes it can also designate a bahuvrihi, and I think there's other meanings for it too. One is diminutive, one is it indicates a bahuvrihi, though not always.
I see.
And there's probably other meanings too. I think one of them is an agent noun.
Mm-hmm.
So there's three or four different things that the ukka affix can mean.
We can use the prior sentence. It said kumaraka.
Yeah, little girl.
Kumara.
Or little boy.
Little small boy.
Yeah, young
just
boy.
Kumara.
Small or young. Not just small, so young.